This is You Can Ebb and I Can Flow, written by Flower Parish and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and Batman crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Stephanie Brown / Connell / Peter Parker. This is an Avatar The Last Airbender AU, a crossover and fandom fusion, pre-relationship, and slice of life fluff about developing friendships. Steph looks at the boy dangling upside down from a tree, her heart doing some kind of weird squeeze-pinch thing in her chest that she hates. Ugh, feelings are gross. With great power, Peter says sagely, never mind that he's all of 14 rather than 40, gangly limbs and pimply skin making up 50% of his mass, comes great responsibility. The crowd of local children gathered around him are wide-eyed in some kind of awe, nodding along with the kind of vacant enthusiasm that means they have no idea what he's talking about. It's annoying how good with kids he is. Back in her village, she was supposed to help mind the kids, but, well, she was off pestering Tim about seal hunting for a reason when they made the fateful discovery of Peter, the lost Avatar, in a huge block of ice. Up in the tree, Peter sneezes, and he shoots up in the air a few dozen feet, and then floats back down to his perch again, nose scrunched up adorably. The gaggle of children below him all cheer in excitement, and Steph rolls her eyes with far too much fondness. "Is he always like this?" asks a voice from beside her, and Steph doesn't tense, but she does shiver, just a little. Con is a newish addition to their bunch, but Peter needs someone to teach him earthbending, and Con's the most skilled at it they've found. He's got the build for it, too, or is at least growing into his mass the way you'd expect, but she's still learning how to work around all that he can see with his senses for all that he can't see with his eyes. This whole journey has been like that, honestly. Steph went from growing up with her clan, isolated from the outside world, except when they traded with other small clans on their pole, but insular. The world beyond has been a revelation, but sometimes it makes her miss the home she always wanted to get away from, yearn for the quiet and steady life she had there, the way she used to yearn for excitement. "Yeah," she tells him, "he's pretty much always like this." Con hums, and she can't tell yet what that sound means, but it has a nice timbre. She leans a little into his side, and after an awkward moment, he wraps an arm around her waist, holding her steady. Peter calls out a goodbye to the kids, and with a burst of air, he's flipping up, up, and then landing lightly in front of them, bouncing on his toes and beaming. "Did you get everything you were looking for?" he asks Con, who had insisted they stop in this small town to restock their supplies. That's another thing he's added to their group. Practicality, as well as the money to make sure that when he thinks they're running too low on supplies, they can actually get more. His controlling father hadn't been happy about him running off with them, but he's got so much money, Steph can't really comprehend it, and he was at least willing to give his son enough to make sure he wouldn't starve a week into this adventure. "Yeah," Con agrees. "Now, let's get out of here before someone tells the Fire Nation they've seen some kid airbending." Peter looks a little sheepish. "Sorry," he mumbles. Con shakes his head, reaching out to gently punch Peter's shoulder. "It's cool. You shouldn't have to hide who you are. We'll just be careful, that's all." Peter brightens again, and Steph finds herself leaning just a little further into Con's side for a moment before pulling away, standing back to her full height. She's not as tall as either of the boys, which is a shame, but she'll make do. "All right, let's go." She strides off toward where they left Spider, Peter's flying bison, trusting them to follow her lead. So far, they always have, and she's starting to hope, just a little, that maybe they always will, too. The end.